brought to you by Access Energy. Time now for your Laguna Beach Surf Report with Sly Dog.
You've got an announcer lady and everything, Sly.
Far out, and hello, Laguna Beach. This is Sly Diggity Dog coming at you live and direct from the Supersonic Surf Shacky. How you doing there, Tyler Town?
I'm doing good. It's I've missed you a lot. You've been been kind of like a Laguna ghost over the past several months.
Getting my post-summer, extended summer on down under in the South Pacific. On a little island, catching some more waves and some warm water.
Well,
flies back for the awesome winter around here.
Nobody's jealous of that, Sly. So, welcome home.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back. Good to be back in the saddle.
So what's going on around these parts today with the rainy weather and everything?
Yeah, well, let me give you the big surf report. There is no surf.
There it is.
So I came home and it's pretty much been as flat as a pancake out there. The Laguna Lake is looking very nice. So do your lake activities out there in the ocean. And it doesn't look like there's supposed to be a whole lot of surf for quite a few days, actually. So get those other rainy day activities going and... yeah, pray to the surf gods that there's going to be some surf. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to see the rain. I love that. And, you know, we all need that so much. So it looks like we're supposed to get plenty of rain. And ahead to the mountains, apparently, it's going to dump like 15 to 20 feet.
I know. It's insane.
Over the next, like, weekend or something. So, yeah, get your snow blizzard outfit on and your St. Bernard and head up to the mountains and get some avalanche action going on. But
St. Bernard's, yeah. Unite. Hey, I wanted to get your take, you know, since there's not much surf to talk about. What do you think about this rooftop jumping guy, Eight Booth, as he's called? He broke both his legs. Now he's in the hospital and he's asking for $110,000 on GoFundMe.
That's radical. Whoa, I saw that and I read about him months ago and was kind of following all that. And yeah, that guy's nuts, but I'm bummed he broke his feet. Like, that would have been, he was getting away with some fun stuff. But yeah, I guess he finally, hit the side. That was at the Pacific Edge?
That's yeah, Pacific heavy. Edge. He jumped like... tried to jump over somebody's balcony and then land in the pool, and he missed it.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. Poor guy. Well, geez, if he makes $100,000 off of that, then I guess it's worth it.
Maybe so.
But I don't know. Is that just to cover the medical bills? Or
yeah, because of course he's uninsured as he's doing all this nonsense.
Yeah, and then I'm sure there's going to be some legal lawsuit stuff probably too.
Right. Yeah, yeah, he's definitely in trouble. So, I don't know. I wanted to get your extreme sport take on that.
Yeah, don't go be doing that, kiddies.
Thank you. A PSA from Sly Dog. Well, anything else you want to mention before we go today? I know we'll have you on a couple times a week, and it's nice to get back in action here.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'm just happy to be back, and like I said, pray the surf gods, and yeah, we'll be keeping you updated on any, little sneaky phantom swells that come in, maybe through some of the little storm fronts that come in. We'll get a little bump up in the surf and stuff, so we'll keep an eye on that. But other than that, good to be back, my friends, and we'll be coming at you live and direct from the Supersonic Surf Shacky real soon. So until then, go slowly, as they say in Fiji. Bula.